Welcome back to the Deep Dive. It is January 19, 2026. And I want to start today by asking you to do something a little weird. Look at the browser tab you have open next to this one. Or maybe, you know, check the last app you used on your phone. How did you actually find the last piece of information you were looking for?
I'm willing to bet it wasn't by typing 3 keywords into a search bar and, you know, scrolling through 10 blue links.
Exactly. The digital landscape is, I mean, it barely has recognizable features compared to just a few years ago.
Yeah.
We aren't really Googling anymore. We're having full conversations with ChatGPT. We're asking perplexity things. We're telling Claude to summarize whole fields of study.
It's the era of the answer engine. The friction of search is basically gone. But for businesses, that lack of friction has created, well, a massive amount of panic.
Right, because if I get my answer directly from the AI, if Claude just tells me what I need to know, I don't click on your website. And if I don't click on your website, you don't make money. So today we are unpacking a really crucial piece of research. It's titled Revolutionizing Local Rankings, AI-Powered SEO in Orange County by Technegian. And our mission is pretty specific.
Mm.
We want to figure out how local businesses, and we're focusing on that dense, competitive Orange County market, are actually surviving this whole transition.
And avoiding extinction. I mean, because that's really the stake here.
Well, yeah. And I have to start with a number from this report that, honestly, it made me double-check my math. I thought it was a typo.
I have a feeling I know which one you're looking at.
The visibility stat. The report claims that companies using this new hybrid SEO model are seeing 300 to 400% improvements in local visibility. 400%. I mean, it sounds like marketing fluff. Is that actually real?
It is real, but you have to understand why it's happening. It's not that these companies are 400% smarter. It's that they are playing a completely different game. For, what, 15 years, SEO was about guessing. You'd guess what keywords people wanted. You'd guess what Google liked. The hybrid model, it just replaces all that guessing with processing power.
So define hybrid for us. Because usually when I hear hybrid in tech, it just means we haven't figured out how to fully automate this thing yet.
Yeah, right. In this case, though, it's intentional design. The hybrid approach is like it creates an Iron Man suit for the marketer. The human is the pilot, providing the strategy, the brand voice, the ethical guardrails. But the suit, the AI, is processing data at a scale the human brain just cannot comprehend. And the report points to predictive algorithm analysis as the engine of that suit.
Okay, let's dig into that. Predictive algorithm analysis. That sounds incredibly fancy, but what is it actually doing under the hood?
Think about how we used to handle Google updates back in, say, 2023. Google would change its algorithm unannounced, your traffic would crash overnight, and you'd spend 2 months in forums trying to figure out what broke. You were always reactive.
Right. You were basically rebuilding the house after the hurricane already hit.
Exactly. Predictive analysis changes that whole dynamic. It uses machine learning to monitor thousands of ranking factors across the web in real time. It detects the tremors before the earthquake.
Oh, what is it actually looking for?
It watches the search engine results pages, the SERPs across millions of queries. It sees these micro fluctuations. For example, it might see that for how-to queries in the medical space, Google is suddenly prioritizing video content over text, or that citations from academic journals are suddenly weighing heavier. It spots that pattern as it's emerging, often within hours.
So the tool basically tells you, hey, the wind is changing direction. You should adjust your sales now.
Precisely. It lets you pivot your strategy before your ranking drops. So that 400% visibility increase, a huge chunk of that is just not losing ground every single time the rules change. You're surfing the wave, not getting drowned by it.
That makes sense. But the source material makes a pretty bold claim here. It basically says traditional SEO is obsolete. That feels a little aggressive. People are still doing keyword research by hand. I know business owners who sit there with a spreadsheet typing, best plumber. Are they wasting their time?
In 2026, largely yes. And it's because of speed and data density. The source points out that traditional manual research is all about historical data, what people searched for last month. But the competition is moving at machine speed. If you're optimizing for last month's data, you're already behind.
It's like trying to day trade stocks by reading yesterday's newspaper.
That is the perfect analogy. And there's another layer to this hybrid model I found fascinating. It's called content optimization at scale. But it's not just about satisfying Google anymore. The report talks about satisfying AI answer engines.
This is the part I find tricky. If I ask ChatGPT, who is the best estate lawyer in Newport Beach? How does the AI decide? It's not looking at backlinks the same way Google does, is it?
Not exactly. It's looking for semantic relationships and topical authority. It synthesizes information. The hybrid approach uses AI to analyze how different topics connect conceptually.
Can you give me an example of that? What does a semantic relationship actually look like in the wild?
Okay, sure. Let's stick with that estate lawyer example.
Yeah.
A human writer might think, okay, I need to write a blog post with the keyword estate lawyer Newport Beach 10 times. An AI analysis tool looks at the entire web and says, no, to be an authority here, you also need to cover revocable living trusts, probate court in Orange County, and inheritance tax laws.
Because the AI knows those concepts are mathematically linked to the main topic.
Exactly. If you don't have content on those subtopics, the AI answer engine doesn't see you as a complete source. It just sees you as a fragment. The hybrid approach helps you structure your content so you become the source material for the AI's answer. You're basically teaching the AI that you are the expert.
Okay, that's the theory. Oh. And it sounds great, but I'm a skeptic. I want to see the receipts. This report from Technigian is loaded with case studies from Orange County. Which one actually impressed you? Because sometimes these case studies feel a little cherry-picked.
The manufacturing company in Irvine really stood out to me. This is a classic, boring business. They're not a trendy brand. They make industrial parts. They had an AI audit done on their site.
And this is where the whole human limitation thing really showed up for me. The AI found 847 technical issues.
847.
And these weren't new issues, right? The report says manual reviews, actual humans paid to look at this stuff, had missed these for 3 years. How do you miss 800 problems? Were they just lazy?
Not lazy. Overwhelmed. It's just cognitive load. A human SEO expert, they check the homepage, maybe the top 10 product pages. They run a basic crawl. But an AI crawler, it looks at every single line of code on every single page all at once. Doesn't get tired. It found broken schema markup.
Hold on, pause there. Schema markup. We hear this term a lot. Can you ELI5 that for us? What is schema?
Yeah, absolutely. Think of schema as digital sticky notes you leave for the search engine robots. A human sees a string of 10 digits on a page and knows it's a phone number. A robot just sees random math. Schema is the code that says, hey, Google, this specific string of numbers is a phone number, or this text here is a 5-star rating, or this is an event date.
Okay, so this manufacturing company had broken sticky notes all over the place, and Google didn't know what it was looking at.
Precisely. That plus mobile responsiveness issues on obscure devices, like an old iPad mini and broken internal links deep in their catalog. The AI fixed these, mostly automatically, and they saw a 156% increase in organic traffic in 4 months.
That is a massive jump for what sounds like a mature business.
It just validates the point that technical SEO is now an automation game. Humans shouldn't be hunting for broken links in 2026. It's a total waste of brain power.
Let's look at the creative side, though. The Newport Beach law firm. This wasn't a technical fix. This is a content gap issue.
Right. This is where the AI plays detective. It looked at the law firm site, then it looked at every single competitor in Orange County, and it said, you are completely ignoring these specific topics.
Specifically in estate planning.
Yeah. It found 23 high-value topics they had never even written about. So the firm created content for those topics, and boom, 89 new qualified leads in 6 months.
But again, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Couldn't a human have found those topics? Why do we need AI for that?
Eventually, maybe. But a human can analyze maybe, what, 3 or 4 competitors in depth before they run out of billable hours? The AI analyzed the entire market. It's about that data density again. It looked at 50 competitors, forums, question sites, social media. It found the white space where competitors weren't winning, and it told the firm, go plant your flag right there.
It's almost unfair. It's like having a cheat code. But I want to pivot to the local part of this deep dive. The title is Revolutionizing Local Rankings. I mean, we live in a global cloud. Why does it matter if I'm in Irvine or Costa Mesa?
Because search intent is increasingly local. And more importantly, generic AI models are just terrible at understanding local nuance.
Give me an example.
If you use a generic AI tool, you know, trained on global data to write content for a tech firm, it might sound like it belongs in Silicon Valley. It uses that generic corporate speak. But Orange County has a very specific ecosystem. Irvine is a tech hub, yes, but it's biomedical and aerospace. Newport is all professional services, finance. The source really emphasizes what it calls local intent prediction.
So it's about speaking the local dialect, not just the language.
It's about understanding local behavior. There was a great example of a restaurant in Costa Mesa that was using sentiment analysis.
This one was cool. Usually when I think of reviews, I just think, I hope I get 5 stars.
Right, but reviews are just unstructured data. This restaurant used AI to analyze thousands of reviews across Google, Yelp, and TripAdvisor. The AI didn't just count stars. It read the text to identify patterns. It realized that while people loved the food, there was a specific recurring complaint about the valet service on Friday nights.
Something the owner might have just missed skimming through or just dismissed as some people like to complain.
Exactly. The AI flagged it as a statistical pattern that was affecting their reputation. But then it went a step further. It suggested response protocols. It told them exactly how to reply to those reviews to mitigate the damage and show they were listening.
And the result?
They improved their rating from a 4.1 to a 4.7. But here's the so what moment. That rating improvement directly correlated to a 34% increase in Near Me search visibility.
Wait, connect those dots for me. Why does being nicer in the comments make you show up more on a map when I search for pasta?
Trust signals. Google's local algorithm and the AI engines, they heavily weight engagement and sentiment. A 4.7 star rating with active, intelligent responses, it signals to the algorithm that this business is alive, it's relevant, and it's trusted. A stagnant 4.1 just signals a zombie business. The algorithm doesn't want to send you to a bad experience.
That makes sense. And speaking of Near Me searches, we have to talk about how people are actually asking these questions. Voice search. The source says over 50% of searches are now voice activated.
Which completely changes the keyword game. You don't speak the way you type.
No, I am definitely not typing best pizza 92626 when I'm talking to my car dashboard.
Exactly. You're saying, hey, where can I get a decent gluten-free pizza around here that's open late?
Mm-hmm.
That is what we call a long-tail conversational query.
Long-tail conversational query. Okay, that sounds like marketing jargon. Break that down for me.
It just means a search phrase that's specific, descriptive, and, well, phrase like a real sentence. Pizza Irvine is short tail. Gluten-free pizza open late near me is long tail.
And the old way of doing things, just stuffing Pizza Irvine into your website footer,
yeah.
That doesn't catch that.
It fails completely. AI tools use natural language processing, NLP, to predict those conversational strings. They optimize your content to match the syntax of how people speak, not just how they type. They make sure your website explicitly answers the question, who has gluten-free pizza open late?
Okay, so we've got the strategy, we've got the receipts. Now I want to talk about expectations. Because in the old days, if I hired an SEO agency, they'd give me the talk, buckle up, it's a marathon, come back in a year.
The dreaded 6 to 9 months waiting period?
Is that still the reality in 2026? Or is the AI faster?
The source highlights a massive shift in what they call ranking velocity. The old way was, 6 to 9 months for page one positioning. The AI way, 3 to 5 months.
That's a lot faster. But is it volatile? Usually, fast growth means a fast crash, like a sugar rush.
That's the intuition, isn't it? But the report notes that companies using AI SEO actually experience 67% less ranking volatility.
That seems completely counterintuitive. Why is it more stable?
Because of those micro adjustments we talked about earlier. Think of a modern fighter jet. The airframe is actually inherently unstable, but the flight computer is making thousands of tiny corrections every second to keep it flying smooth.
So the AI is the flight computer.
Exactly. Okay. Manual SEO is reactive. You fix things after you drop. AI SEO is dynamic stability. It's making tiny tweaks to your content, your metadata, every single day to stay perfectly aligned with the algorithm.
Okay, I'm sold on the concept, but let's talk brass tacks. We've been saying the AI like it's one big magic button, but the source actually lists a toolkit. What are the heavy hitters here?
It's a specialized stack. You've got tools like ClearScope and MarketMuse.
And those do what?
Those handle the content. They read the entire internet's worth of content on a topic and tell you, your article is good, but you missed these 5 subtopics that everyone else is talking about. Then you have Botify and Screaming Frog for the crawling and technical health, and predictive analytics platforms like BrightEdge.
And I'm assuming Technigian isn't suggesting a small business owner should go buy all these licenses themselves.
No, that would cost a fortune. The idea is that professional agencies curate these stacks. But the source really emphasizes the human element again. These tools suggest strategies. A human still has to execute them.
Why? If the tool is so smart, why not just let it run on autopilot?
Because of brand voice and hallucinations. If you just let the AI write everything, you risk sounding like a robot, or worse, publishing stuff that isn't true. The human puts the soul into the machine's efficiency.
I want to ask about the back end of this, because I could just hear business owners listening right now thinking, great, another piece of software I have to integrate. Does this stuff actually play nice with existing systems?
Integration has come a long, long way. The source is pretty clear that most modern AI tools integrate via APIs or plugins directly into WordPress, Shopify, whatever you use. They also connect to CRMs like Salesforce and HubSpot.
Why does it need to talk to my Salesforce account? That feels a little intrusive.
It's about ROI attribution. That's the holy grail. You want to be able to track a user from a voice search in their car all the way to a signed contract in your database. You want to know which specific AI-optimized article brought in the client who spent $10,000.
But, and here's my big hesitation, if I'm plugging an AI crawler into my customer database, isn't that a massive security risk?
It is, and I'm glad you brought that up. I was hoping you would.
Yeah.
The source material comes from Technigian, and remember, they have an IT background. They wave a massive caution flag right here.
What's the risk?
Data leakage. If you use a public AI model and you feed it your proprietary customer data to optimize content, you might essentially be training that public model on your trade secrets.
Yikes. So ChatGPT could accidentally tell my competitor my pricing strategy.
Theoretically, yes, if you aren't careful. That's why you need SOC2 compliance.
There's another acronym, SOC2. Break it down.
It's basically a gold standard for data security. Think of it like a bank vault certification for your data. It ensures the software handling your data has strict controls, encryption, privacy protocols. Marketing and IT are becoming inseparable. You can't just have a marketing intern sign up for some random AI tool anymore. It's a cybersecurity decision.
Okay, finally, the question everyone is waiting for. The price tag, all this tech, the fighter jet stability, the SOC2 compliance. This all sounds expensive.
It is. The source is transparent about this. AI-enhanced SEO is typically 20 to 35% more expensive than traditional packages. You're paying for the tech stack and the expertise to run it.
That is a tough sell for a small business. 35% is a big hike when margins are tight.
It is, but you have to look at the efficiency calculation. Positive ROI within 4 to 6 months versus 8 to 12 months. So you pay more upfront, but you stop burning cash months sooner.
So it's the expensive boots theory. You buy the cheap boots, you replace them 4 times. You buy the expensive ones, they last.
Exactly. And in a market like Orange County, which is saturated with lawyers, doctors, tech firms, being faster means winning the market share before the other guy even starts his engine. If you wait 9 months for results, your competitor has already eaten your lunch.
So, if we boil this all down, we've covered the death of manual SEO, the rise of the hybrid model, the tools, the local nuances. What is the one thing you want the listener to take away from this?
It is 2026. If you are not using AI to predict search behavior, you are already behind. The sheer volume of data in modern search is just, it's beyond human scale. You cannot compete manually against competitors who are automated. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Adapt or perish. It's the oldest rule in business.
Essentially. But I want to leave you with a thought about where this is all going. We talked about prediction. We talked about AI tools predicting what users will search for before they search for it.
Right, the predictive analysis.
So if businesses are optimizing content based on those predictions and search engines are serving answers based on those optimizations, think about the loop we're creating.
The one.
Are we moving toward a world where the search engine decides what we want before we even know we want it? It kind of blurs the line between search and suggestion.
That is a little Black Mirror.
We aren't just finding information anymore. We are being guided to it by algorithms that optimize for our intent better than we can ourselves.
Well, on that slightly dystopian but incredibly fascinating note, we are going to wrap up. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI SEO.
Always a pleasure.
Check your privacy settings, keep asking questions, and we'll see you next time.